This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday welcomed U.S. plans to deploy more troops to Europe and said NATO is considering sending additional battle groups to the southeastern part of its alliance amid tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. Stoltenberg told reporters that while NATO is preparing for the possibility that Russia may take military action, NATO remains ready to engage in meaningful dialogue and find a diplomatic resolution to the crisis. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Thursday that the U.S. deployment is heightening tensions in the region. The United States and other Western allies have been preparing economic sanctions to level against Russia in hopes of persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin to pull back the more than 100,000 troops Russia has near the border. Russia has denied Western suspicions that it plans to invade Ukraine. Thursday's exercises, which Stoltenberg said would continue until February 20th, involved live fire, according to images released by the Belarusian defense minister. They also showed fighter jets in the sky and tanks firing and maneuvering. Russia said Thursday it's shutting down the operations of state-funded German broadcaster Deutsche Welle in Moscow and stripping the staff of their accreditation. The measure comes in response to Germany banning Russian broadcaster RT within German borders. Moscow said it would stop the German channel being broadcast in Russia and start proceedings that would see it declared a foreign agent. That's a designation that carries a negative Soviet-era connotation. The Russian foreign ministry also said it would bar entry to Russia for German officials who were involved in the move to ban RT. Deutsche Welle has promised to take legal action. VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said in a statement Thursday that he and Polish President Andrzej Duda had discussed the possibility of a three-way meeting between Poland, Germany, and France to be held in Berlin in coming days to discuss the situation in Ukraine. He also said Duda offered support to Macron's efforts to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine. Russia has built up around 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border while denying it plans to invade. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan traveled to China Thursday to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics and to meet with Chinese leaders on cementing a traditionally close relationship between the two countries. Officials said several key ministers accompanied Khan on the four-day trip to Beijing, where discussions with the Chinese president and prime minister will focus on stronger economic and trade cooperation, including the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC. China has invested billions of dollars in infrastructure projects in Pakistan under the CPEC agreement. It is seen as a flagship of Beijing's global Belt and Road Initiative, which builds roads, power stations, and other infrastructure projects in Pakistan and other Asian and African nations. The U.S. National Weather Service says a massive winter storm is stretching more than 3,200 kilometers from southwestern Texas to the far northeastern state of Maine, bringing ice, snow, and freezing temperatures and impacting more than 110 million people in the United States. Forecasters say the storm is bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to midwestern and southern U.S. states, where temperatures are expected to be 20 to 40 degrees below average. Heavy snow was expected from the southern Rocky Mountains to northern New England, where while forecasters said heavy ice buildup was likely from Texas to Pennsylvania. The owner of an American football team, the Miami Dolphins, has hit back at accusations made by the former head coach, Brian Flores, in a lawsuit, branding the allegations as false, malicious, and defamatory. Flores is suing the NFL in a class-action lawsuit, accusing the league of racist hiring practices. In a statement released late Wednesday, billionaire owner Stephen Ross said the team would cooperate fully with any investigation by the NFL over claims made by Flores. Ross, who's white, fired the African-American coach last month despite leading the team to back-to-back winning seasons. The case filed in New York on Tuesday also alleges that Ross encouraged Flores to lose games in order to improve the team's position in the NFL draft. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.